And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of January 15th. This week in 1982, Harry Casey, Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band, was partially paralyzed in a Hialeah, Florida auto accident. It took a year for him to recover. Fortunately, he made a full recovery and is performing once again. In 1974, this week, Happy Days had its premiere on television. The Cavern Club, home to many early Beatles shows, happened to open this week in Liverpool, England, in 1957. In 1970, Scotland Yard confiscated 8 John Lennon lithographs from a London art gallery. They claimed that they were obscene. Donnie and Marie Osmond had a TV show debut this week in 1976, a variety show, in fact. The very first Guess Who record under that name was released this week in 1965, and it was shaken all over with the great vocals by Chad Allen on that. This week in 1934, Elva Kahns married John Miller, and thus she became Mrs. Miller. The very first Led Zeppelin album was released this week in 69. In 1965, Paul Simon dropped out of law school to become a full-time musician. Neil Sedaka received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1978. In 73 this week, the Rolling Stones benefit concert raised $200,000 for Nicaraguan earthquake relief, and Mick Jagger donated $150,000 of his own money on top of that $200,000 that was raised. In 1976, the Beatles turned down a $30 million offer to reunite. Leslie Gore appeared as Catwoman's sidekick Pussycat, and she sang California Nights on an episode of Batman this week in 1967. Marty Robbins made his debut at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, this week in 1953. In 1974, Stevie Wonder returned to performing in London 5 months after a car crash had put him into a coma. Jerry Lee Lewis made his first ever appearance at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry this week in 1973. Patsy Cline won Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout program singing Walking After Midnight this week in 1957. Also in 57, filming began on Elvis Presley's second movie, Loving You. The Blues Brothers made their first appearance on Saturday Night Live this week in 1976. Bill Haley's Don't Knock the Rock movie with Little Richard and the Applejacks debuted this week in 57. In 1969, Pete Best's defamation lawsuit against the Beatles was settled out of court. And in 1963, Frankie Avalon married his wife Kay, and they are still together today. In the studio, the Buckinghams began recording Don't You Care in 1967. Chase recorded Get It On in 71, Little Richard in the studio in 57, and he cut Lucille. The Doors recorded Absolutely Live in Los Angeles this week in 1970. Arthur Conley cut Sweet Soul music in 67. The Miracles recorded the tracks of My Tears in 1965. Chuck Berry recorded School Day in 57. Birds cut Mr. Tambourine Man in 65. Elvis recorded Hard-Headed Woman in 1958. And in the studio 1969, he recorded In the Ghetto. Birthdays. Jim Stafford is 74. Barbara Lynn, 76. Chris Montez is 75. Mick Taylor, one-time member of the Rolling Stones, is 69. Eartha Kitt, born in 1927 this week. Bobby Goldsboro turned 76. David Ruffin from The Temptations, born 1941. Phil Everly from The Everly Brothers, born 1939 this week. Janis Joplin was born in 43. Shelley Fabre is 73, as is Dolly Parton this week. Dewey Bunnell from America is 66. Laurie London, 73. Robert Palmer, born 1949. Ray Anthony is 96 this week. Definitely our senior citizen. Edwin Starr, born 42. Mac Davis is 75. Richie Havens, born in 1941. Frank Virtue from The Virtues, born this week in 1927. Wolfman Jack, born, of course, his real name Robert Smith, born in 1939. And Earl Grant, he was born in 1931. Ron Townsend from The Fifth Dimension, born in 33. Lolita, who sang Sailor, born in 31. Songwriter Lee Pockris, who wrote Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, Catch a Falling Star, Johnny Angel, and many others, born this week, 1928. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for this week. And an invitation to you to come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog to get the latest breaking news at Treasure Island Oldies news information for you. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.